సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవతు మే సదా. I'll mute all first. Okay. Fine. So, we will go through another, since Shankara Jayanti went. When passed, so we'll just go through another sloka and then we'll go to the lesson. This is from Mahaganesha Pancharatnam. A beautiful, it's called Chamara, Pancha Chamara. The vrittam is called Pancha Chamara, the meat. As you all know, would be knowing or might know, that meter is called Chandas. These are supposed to be the Vedangas, six Vedangas, Shad Vedangas. Vedas, they always say it's three Veda, and Atharva Veda came later, just for some yajnas and all. But anyways, four Vedas, that is Rik, Yajus, Sama, and Atharvana. These are all the four Vedas. Then we have Shad Vedangas, six Vedangas, which help further for us to understand what are all these Vedangas, how do we keep them in our mind. Katam asmabihi vedangaha ke iti nyatum shakyam. How can we know? Okay, what in what way they help? So we will start first. For any word, what is it? The letters. Letters are very important, and the letters are origin of the letters. Like we say, Alpa Prana, Maha Prana, or we further say Hraswa, Dirgha, and all those things. These letters, the system, the shastram, which talks about the letters, is called your siksha. Siksha is supposed to be the talks about the letters. Then once the letters are there, then we need to have a word forming and a meaningful word forming. So for that we have siksha. Then we have a nirukta. Niruktam is supposed to be the etymology, where the words are formed and meaningful words are formed. Etymology. Nirukta. Siksha is phonetics and niruktam is etymology. Then we have, once these things are formed, siksha is there, then etymology is there, then we have how to form the words properly. So we need the grammar. Vyakaranam. Siksha, niruktam, vyakaranam. Vyakaranam. Then, once the vyakaranam is there, once the grammar is there, words are formed according to grammar rules, then we should have, for any poem or anything, we should have the chandas, the meter. How they are, how you can place the, how many words can be placed in the first pada, all these things. So this is how I memorized the Vedangas. So I'm just saying the same way. So first the letters, the siksha, phonetics. Then comes the words. So that becomes your etymology, niruktam. Then comes how to form the words. So that becomes your vyakaranam or grammar. Right, then comes, once grammar is also there, then we have to go for the meter, chandas. Chandas. So that the chandas is also there now. Chandas, we have plenty of chandas. We have mostly we use Anushtup chandas, where each pada, if you have four padas in a sloka, each pada will have eight numbers, eight letters. The same way, Trishtup Chandas is there, where 11 is there, then you have Panchachamara, then we have Gayatri Chandas, all these Chandas are there. We have so many chandas, so they are all there. Shardula Vikridita chandas, then like that, so many chandas are there. Okay, once the meter is also there, all the things are ready, all the things are set. Then, I think you are going to start a yajna. So what else is needed? The correct stars, and the correct position of the stars. Okay, this is supposed to be Sampurna Vasa Nakshatram. This constellation is going to be on the this constellation is seen on the sky, so this is good for this shamyatam, this yajnam and all. So we need Jyotisha, right? Jyotisha Shastra. Then once all these things are set, and the words, the slokas, everything is set, you have the right star, everything, then you perform the yajna. So you have kalpa, kalpate, we say. Kalpate means enabling. Kalpate, kalpate. Punyaya, parapidanam papaya kalpate. Parapidanam papaya kalpate, paropakaram punyaya kalpate. All these things are said. So kalpati, enabling. So enable the kalpashastram. Kalpashastram, what it has, how to make the yajnam, how many bricks have to be kept, and in what model they have to be kept. So these things come under the kalpashastram. So these are all the shad vedangas. Shad vedangas. So, Siksha, phonetics, Niruktam, etymology, Vyakaranam, grammar, Chandoshastram, Chandas, meter, then you have Jyotisham, astrology, astronomy, whatever, then we have, Kalpashastram. Kalpashastram is, you have all the rules in that, Vidhi. So all the rules, the rule book, that is the Kalpashastra. These are all the six Vedangas. So now we have Panchachamara. Panchachamara is the Vrittam, is the Chandas for Maha Ganesha Panchakam. We have the same way, Bhujanga Prayatam is for Subramanya Bhujanga. Bhujangam we say Bhujanga Prayatam. The meter will go in a zigzag way like a snake. The same way we have so many Bhujangas. Bhujangas, Rama Bhujangam is there. They are all supposed to be this. Then we have Totakashtakam. Totaka is supposed to be a... Even Totaka is a Vrittam. Totaka Vrittam. Which is used in Totakashtakam. By Padmapada, Totakashtakam. The same way here, we have Maha Ganesha Pancharatnam. The first sloka will go with that. Mudha. just, I wanted to make everything ready, but till this morning, people are coming, all the workers and all. So it's getting very busy. Once everything is settled, I will write down all these things and send you in WhatsApp and put it in a slide in the in our site also, in our website also. Okay. Mudakarata modakam sadavimukti sadhakam kaladharavatam satam vilashiloka rakshakam anayakaikanayakam vinashite badaityakam natashubashunashakam namamitam vinayakam. It's a beautiful sloka here. Muda kara artha modakam. Muda, it's so much happiness. Mudakara, or he, see, Mudakara, you can take it in any way. Mudakara, with happiness, he, Attakara, Atta means taken, Svikrita, Mudakarata, Modakam, Modakam, Laddukam. So, the one who has, with happiness, holds the Laddukam in his hand, சதா விமுக்தி சாதகம். சதா விமுக்தி சாதகம், ஆல்வேஸ் ஹீஸ் த ஹி ஆல்வேஸ் இஸ் த இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் ஃபார் அவர் லிபரேஷன். சதா விமுக்தி சாதகம் கலாதரா வத்தம் சகம். கலாதரா இஸ் மூன் வத்தம் சகம் கலாதரா வ கலாதரா அவ தம்சகம். தம்சகம் இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி ஹிஸ் ஃபோர்ஹெட், இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி ஹிஸ் கலாதராவத்தம். ஓகே, ஐ திங்க் ஐ காட் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட் ஹியர். அதம்சகம் இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி ஹிஸ் அம்சகம் இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பி ஹிஸ் த விசேனோ த ஷோல்டர் பார்ட் that is supposed to be tamsakam. So kaladara, okay, I'll get back for this meaning. I'll get back. Then vilasi loka rakshakam. Vilasi loka rakshakam, he, what he does is he makes the world shine and protects. The one who protects, na vilasi loka, the one who shines and protects the world, who goes and protects the world, anayaka. Anayaka, anayaka, he doesn't have anyone above him. Anayaka, anayaka, ekanayakam. Anayaka, anayaka, ekanayakam. Ekanayakam, the only one nayaka. Anayaka, ekanayakam. Vinashita, vinashita ibhadaityakam, the one. We have Gajasuran. Gajasuran is eba, is ya, is supposed to be elephant. So daityakam, asuran, asura, iba daityakam, one who killed the gajasuran, one who killed the gaja, vinashita, one who killed the gajasuran. Nata ashubha ashu nashakam, nata ashubha, the one who Imi Ashu immediately goes and destroys the Ashubha, Ashubhas, all the Ashubhas. Natha Ashubha Nashakam, one which comes, he bends the Ashubham and destroys the Ashubham. Namamitam Vinayakam, Namami, I bow to that Vishesha Nayakam, the Vishesha leader. Vinayakam, I bow down to the Vishesha leader. Kaladaravatamsakam, this goes, I think, for Shiva's son. Shiva's son, or one who sits. Kaladhara is supposed to be Shivan. So one who sits on the shoulder of the Shivan or whatever, that part I'll clarify. So Kaladhara is supposed to be Kaladhara, either it's supposed to be, the whole word is supposed to be for moon, and Amsam is supposed to be your shoulder. That. So these, that Ganesha, I bow down to that Ganesha. It's a wonderful, when we see Adi Shankara, each god, each form, he will say, this form doesn't have anyone above it. This form doesn't have anyone above this. So I bow down to the Vishesha Nayakam. So because, why? You can take any form and worship. So any form, because we all know that everything is one. Undoubtedly, everything is one. But some may like to, like a person. We have different roles. We have a role of a mother. We take the role of a daughter. We take the role of a granddaughter. Like that, we can worship the form in any way. So each rupam is so. If you contemplate on each rupa sloka, it will take you to a separate platform. It will give you lots and lots of meditative thing, and you can really contemplate on that and go to dhyana level. That way, Adi Shankara has made all these slokas. Such a wonderful thing. Okay, now coming back to our Abhyasa Pustakam. Let me open the Abhyasa Pustakam, just a minute. So, we have done till aham gachami, gachyatu, all these things. Then we did the numbers. Then we did bahuvachanam. Balakaha, bahuvachanam we did. Then bhavan balakaha, ete chatraha, all these things we finished. Now we have to do the bahuvachanam of the kriyapadas. The kriyapadam. So we will go with the bahuvachanam of the kriyapadam. Sharing window. Okay. So now till this, hope you would have finished, right? Till ete chatraha, ete ke, all these things, right? Can anybody unmute and say I'm in the right page? Till this, hope you were all finished, right?
Page 5.1.
We finished this bahuvachanam also.
This bhavan patatu bhavati likhatu.
No, I think then, we have to do this kriyapada bahuvachanam. I thought. Yeah, this one I think we have to start, right? 4.3 a. Isn't it? 4.3 a.
Correct. Actually, that also we finished, I think.
Did we?
No, ma'am.
Yes, correct.
Bhagini, namaskarah.
Namaskarah.
No.
Pardon?
Page number.
I'm not able to hear. Page number 21. 4.3.
Yeah, page number 21.
Kriya Pagani Bahu Vachanam. That only we have to start, right?
We have to start.
I think everybody is unmuted, so I'm not able to hear clearly. 1 minute. Let me go to this.
Yeah?
Yeah,
this is 4.2052. Prashna likhatu.
Okay.
Prashna
so,
likhatu.
Would you all share the homework?
Yeah, yeah. One little, small little doubt I had.
Ask please. Now I'm able to hear clearly. Tell.
Yeah, how to make question of Vayam Sajivaha.
How to?
Make question form.
Question form for what?
Vayam Sajivaha.
Vayam Sachivaha. Vayam K. If it is a pullinga, Vayam Amma. Sachivaha pullinga. So Vayam K.
Vayam K.
Right? Vayam K.
Hi.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing.
Okay. Have you all finished the homework?
Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Vayam kaha is also right, no? If it is feminine gender.
1 minute. Sachivaha. Sachiva. Yeah. Vayam kaha. Fine. That's okay. Also fine. If it is a pullingam, it is a YMK. If it is threelingam, it is YMKaha. Because Sachivaha becomes Sachiva. Sachiva. She is a Sachiva. Right. Okay. Anything else?
Sachivaha ityukte kim bhagini?
Either a minister or a associate, companion, we say no, joint secretary or a minister comes under Sachivaha. We have secretariat is called Sachivalaya, right? For secretariat we say Sachivalaya. So Sachiva goes for secretary as well as for ministers, because in Ramayana it goes for ministers, right? So secretary and minister, why I am saying secretary is secretariat is called sachivalaya. So that way, right?
Sachiva shabdam akarantah punlingah itukte this should be vayam ke.
Vayam ke.
It should not be vayam kaha.
Vayam kaha because the strilingam like ramaha rama the pulle strilingam becomes sachiva. So sachivaha is there, then you can say kaha. The strilingam would be sachiva,
but because it given the text is sachivaha sachivaha, it should be vayam ke. It should not be vayam kaha.
1 minute. What is given in the book? Let me go through. Where it is?
No, that's third line. Why? In the previous page where we were in.
Okay.
No, not this one. Yeah, yeah, just scroll down in the 4.2. The third one, Vayam Sachivaha. So for that, the question form could be Vayam Ke. The 4.2,
yeah.
Third one.
Okay. Okay. There is no specification as to it is a pullinga or strilinga, right?
But
it
is only one. Is a pullinga, right? Strilinga it could be sachiva.
The strilinga would also be sachivaha, right? Strilinga bahuvachanam will also be sachivaha only. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Strilinga bahuvachanam will also be bahu sachivaha. So it can be kaha too. Like what happens is ramaha pullinga, rama strilingam, ramaha, when it comes to rama is there a word ramaha, then ramaha pullingam, rama strilingam. Rama is different. I'm talking about rama only. Rama is also there. Virama rama, it comes in Sundarakanda. So rama is also there. When it comes to ramaha bahuvachanam, it will be ramaha. The same way when it comes to rama bahuvachanam, it will be ramaha. So when it is given as vayam, ramaha here is not the person Rama, it is the person Abhirama Rama. It means the one who attracts. So it can be for a group of males who attract, so it can be for ramaha. If it is a group of ladies who are attractive, then it can be ramaha. When it is simply given vayam ramaha, both the questions are fit here. Like vayam ke, vayam kaha, both can go, right? Okay. Anything else? Okay. Okay. Then, have you all finished the homework? Would you want to go through the homework first? Can quickly each one read 3-4 things and finish off the homework part? Or we will go ahead?
We'll go ahead with the lecture, ma'am.
Okay, fine. Whatever. So, here we are, we saw Balakaha Pathati. Again, I want to go once again I want to repeat, though it is there, don't think it is a repetition. The thing is, in Sanskritam, we have three Purushaha. The Purushatrayam. Pratama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Uttama Purusha. In the Pratama Purusha, we have Pratama Purusha is don't connect it to English. In English, we have the first person is I, but in here, the first person, Pratama Purusha, is all the others. Or everybody comes under Pratama Purusha. Like Saha, He, She, It, everything comes under Bhavan, Bhavati, Ramaha, Eshaha, Esha. Everything will fall under Pratama Purusha. Pratama Purushaha. Then again, we have Trini Vachanani. पुरुषत्रयं वचनत्रयं वचनत्रयं प्रथमपुरुष एकवचनं प्रथमपुरुष द्विवचनं प्रथमपुरुष बहुवचनं द सेम वे वी हैव मध्यमपुरुषः मध्यमपुरुषः and uttama purushah so prathama purusha is for all the others uttama purushah aham uttamah that's it aham uttamah so aham the aham avam vayam that is I or we comes in uttama purusha between me and you between me and them you are I mean, I remembered when I started learning, I used to remember like this. So, it's for remembering. The one who is in between me, I, and all others is you. Hmm? Like that. So, Madhyama Purusha, Madhyama. Madhyama Purusha is for you. You here is Tvam. Tvam you. Huh? Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam. Is the Madhyama Purusha, Aham, Avam, Vayam is the Uttama Purusha, except these six words. If it is Aham, Avam, Vayam, that's it. You just have to close your eyes and say it is Aham means Patami, Vayam means Patamaha. You just have to say that. The same way, if it is Madhyama, I mean if it is Tvam, then close your eyes and just say Patasi. All the other things, if all the six are not there, there could be words where like here, Namami, there is no Aham. But it is all understood that the kriya the subject there is aham. If I ask, namami is given in the sloka. So what is the subject? You have to say. You don't have to say that it is Adi Shankara. You have to say aham. So if namami is there, it is understood aham is the subject. That aham can be Adi Shankara. That aham can be Janaki. That aham can be anybody else. But the namami goes with only aham. Hmm? You don't have to go to the name. You just have to say aham. Namami is there. Vande is there. Then you just write aham. So uttama purusha is aham avam vayam. Madhyama purusha is tvam, yuvam, yuyam, tvam. Amma. சத்தமா இருக்கு அந்த அங்க போய் நறுக்கிக்கோ இல்லைன்னா ஓகே தேங்க்யூ துவம் யுவாம் யூஎம் ஸோ தட் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் மத்தியம புருஷ யூ யூ டூ அண்ட் யூ ஆல் யூ மே ஹாவ் அ டவுட் ஸோ இஃப் இட் இஸ் பவான் பவதி தட் ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் யூ தென் வை இட் இஸ் நாட் ஹியர் பிகாஸ் Bhavan Bhavati comes under the first person. That is how it is framed. Tvam Yuvam Yuyam only comes. Tvam means you have to use the Madhyama Purusha. Aham means you have to use the Uttama Purusha. And all the others come under the Prathama Purusha. So, now we have been seeing the Ekavachanam, Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam. Balakaha Gacchati, Balika Gacchati. सह पठति सा लिखति सह
भगिनी
पृच्छतु
महोदय त्वं मीन्स यू एंड युवाम मीन्स
यू
टू मीन्स टू ऑफ यू
एग्जैक्टली
ओके एंड द यूएम मीन्स ऑल ऑफ
यू ऑल
Okay, means? Okay. So, what is the equivalent for that? Aham, Vayam and the third one is what?
Aham, Avam is your dual and Vayam is Bahuvachan.
Okay.
Aham, Avam, and Vayam. Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam.
So, this Aham, Avam, Vayam is Prathama or Uttama?
It's Uttama. That's what. Don't get confused with English. Uttama. Just remember. Na Uttamans. That's it. Remember
okay,
that. Okay. We are Uttamas. So let us be. Remember like that. Okay. Aham Uttama.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Mm. Because that's how I, when first, I mean, it will be so confusing. Because here first person in English is I. But here, Uttama Purusha. So you link like this. Aham Uttama. We are all Uttamas. So put it in Uttama Purusha. Right. Anything Point. Else? Anybody else?
Yeah. Three Purushas.
I'm not able to get you, ma, clearly, and
Prathama, Madhyama, and third one?
Uttama! Aham Uttama!
Uttama.
Prathama, Prathama Purushaha, Madhyama Purushaha, Uttama Purushaha. So, Prathama Purusha, Uttama Purusha, Madhila, Madhyama Purusha. How okay. you take, how you can take, he is there, I am there, between him and I, Madhi, you are there. So, remember like this, between okay. him, he is there, I am Uttama, always, I am always great, Uttama. Then, Uttama is also for Dharmika, so you can always say Uttama. So, I am Uttama. He is there, Prathama. He is the first. He is Prathama. Aham Uttama. Madhye. Tvam Asi. You are in between. Right? Remember like this. I am there. He is there. I am there. He is Prathama Purusha. I am Uttama Purusha. Madhye. Oh. In between. He and me, you are there. Right? You too. They come in the Madhyama Purusha. Got it?
Okay.
Okay. Now, so, Balika hasati, Mahila chalati, Ashwaha dhavati.
Sorry for interrupting again. Prathama Purusha, Prathama Purusha, what are the three equivalents like Tvam, Yuvam and Yuyam? What comes in Prathama Purusha?
No, there is no simple three. Anything okay. is there. Like Ramaha, Saha. If you say Saha, it is Saha, Tau, Te for Pullinga. Te, Saha, Te. If it is Sa, it is Sa, Te, Taha. Like that. If it is Bhavan, then you have Bhavan, Bhavantau, Bhavantaha. If it is Bhavati, you have Bhavati, Bhavatyau, Bhavatyaha. If it is Ramaha, you have Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Only for these three, like Madhyama Purusha and Uttama Purusha, you have three restriction. So only six are there. But for Prathama Purusha, everything else will fall under that. So anything,
okay, so the,
like you take, yeah?
So the good way of remembering is to remember these six and the remaining fall under that Prathama Purusha.
Exactly.
Okay.
You remember just these six, then all the things you put it in the first person. Right?
Okay.
You have to remember this point also. Like, when it, Patamaha, when it says, Vayam, Modamaha, only Modamaha would be there. So, only the Kriyapadam would be there. Then, you have to automatically put Vayam there. It is understood. Like, for, the Kriyapadam and the subject. The Kriyapadam and subject will be like if you say Patati, you will have a doubt. Who is reading? Rama is reading, he is reading, she is reading, you are reading, Bhavan. So who is reading? There we will have doubt. But when you say Patasi, automatically the word should be Tvam. So for Patasi, there may be sentences where you will just have Patasi, that itself. Otherwise, you will need one Kriyapadam, you will need one Namapadam for a sentence. Okay, here one Kriyapadam is more than enough for a sentence. Like you say Patami, that itself is a sentence. Patami is a sentence. Because the Patami holds one Namapadam. Aham. So, Aham Patami, Verum Patami. Even Patami alone will make it a sentence. Or Patasi alone will make a sentence. But Patati alone will not make a sentence. Patati alone cannot make a sentence. It needs a subject. Whereas pathasi or pathami alone can be a sentence. Right? So automatically you have to put, we may think patami, here namami I say. So namami goes for Adi Shankara. So I have to write Adi Shankara namami. No, it is aham namami. In the bracket you can say it is Adi Shankara. Right? Patami is there, automatically the subject will be aham only. No names, nothing will be there. Though I say, aham vadami, I am talking to you, aham vadami. So, if I say aham vadami, I'll ask, what is the subject here? You shouldn't say, the subject here is Janaki. You should say, the subject here is aham, aham vadami. That's it, right?
So do we understand?
Making everything clear, I don't know whether you are able to understand or not, tell me.
Yeah. So do we understand as a general rule that the me ending ones are Uttama Purusha?
Very good, exactly. Uttama Purusha.
Okay, so like we hear the shloka Naham Vasami Vaikunthe, right? The Vasami, so that all these are actually Uttama Purusha.
Uttama Purusha, and it goes to Aham, and it goes to Vishnu, whatever. Huh?
Understood.
So the subject there will always be Aham, and it is always Uttama Purusha. Okay. Anybody else? Hope is everything clear till now? Any confusion? Please ask me.
Okay. Ma'am, as we move further, we will get lot of doubts.
Okay, ma'am. So here we have Purushatrayam. Then we have Vachanatrayam. 1 minute. Let me mute all. I'm hearing some sounds here. 1 minute. Right. So, we have Purushatrayam, Vachanatrayam. Everywhere the speciality of Sanskritam is the dual. So, we always have a dual. Like you say, only Patami Patavaha. Patavaha. Then automatically it is understood, we two are reading. We two are reading. Only two. Then above two will always go for Bahuvachanam. That is a speciality of Sanskrita. So here we are seeing, Sa Grihe Vasati. Then we all know the Bahuvachanam of Saha, Eshaha. So we have to do this. Patati, Patati is Ekavachanam. Pathanti, in will come before the ti. So that will become your Bahuvachanam. Vasati, Vasanti. Vadati, Vadanti. Nrityati, Nrityanti. Vikasati, Vikasanti. One in before the ti. That will make the Bahuvachanam for Prathama Purusha. That will make the Bahuvachanam for Prathama Purusha. And the dual, we haven't done dual anywhere. So for the time being, just forget the dual. Just go with the Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam. Because it will be confusing. Once we go ahead, we will go with the dual also, the Dvivachanam also. So here, Pathati, Pathanti, Vasati. Then see, here Saha is there. Patati, Saha Patati. What is the Bahuvachanam of Saha? We saw last week. So it is Saha Te. Te Patanti. Te Kutra Patanti. We saw the Saptakakara. Kutra, where? Kutra, Kada. All this will have a Saptami Vibhakti. Saptami Vibhakti. There are 7 Vibhaktis. Again a repetition, but I would like to say, because somebody asked me here, so I'm just repeating that. We have Sapta Vibhaktayaha, 7 Vibhaktis, 3 Vachanam as usual. So 7 into 3, 21. 21 declination of the Namapadam. Namapadam is your noun. So if Ramaha is there, it is supposed to be your Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. And what is the Prathama Vibhakti? What does the Prathama Vibhakti say? Prathama Vibhakti is supposed to be your subject. subject ekavachanam, subject dvivachanam, subject bahuvachanam, subjective. We have cases, right? Subjective cases. Then we have the dvitiya vibhakti. In Hindi it is kartane. If you, anybody is here who knows Hindi, then we have kartane, ramne. Now then that becomes the subject, kartra. In Sanskritam it is called kartrakarakam. In English it is called subjective case. Then we have the objective, second, dvitiya vibhakti, that is called object, objective case, dvitiya vibhakti, karma karakam, Sanskritam, kartane karam ko, kartane karam ko, like Ram ne karma kya, mandir ko, the same way we have here, kartrika, ramaha, sitam, ramaha, mandiram, karma karakam. Objective case. Then tritiya vibhaktihi, that is your instrumental case. Tritiya vibhakti is your instrumental case. That means what? With which you do something, you accomplish something with the help. So kartane karam ko karan se, churi se, धनुष से नो तो हाथ से मारा पैर से चला ऑल दिस थिंग्स दैट विल कम इन योर इंस्ट्रूमेंटल केस सो कर्ता ने कर्तृकारकम कर्मकारकम करणकारकम करना इंस्ट्रूमेंट करना इज सपोज टू बी अ इंस्ट्रूमेंटल केस रामेन रावणः हतः महिला छुरिका अस्ति छुरिकया विद द हेल्प ऑफ नाइफ शी कट्स द फ्रूट्स ऑल दीज थिंग्स कम अंडर योर तृतीया तृतीया विभक्ति देन वी हैव द चतुर्थी विभक्ति डेटिव केस चतुर्थी डेटिव सो कर्ता ने करम को करण से संप्रदान के लिए फॉर हिम फॉर that is your dative for rama ramaya namaha I am taking this for rama ramaya idam we say no ramaya idam so for pita pita putriyai patram likati for father writes a letter to the daughter putri janakaya jalam dadati putri the daughter gives water to the father so putri janakaya that is your dative case for comes under the dative then we have ablative a separation that is your sampradan apadan ke liye apadan se one minute
excuse me bagni
sampradan ke liye
for dative what you told karana karakam is instrumental for dative
for dative sampradan ke liye sampradan
karakam what karak
in Sanskritam it is sampradana karakam in Hindi it is sampradan ke liye
come here bagini can you please repeat
sampradana karakam Sita bagini are you able to hear sampradana karakam
sorry can't hear
okay I'll write down in Sanskritam okay. It is sampradana karakam bagini
sampradana karakam okay can you please write it and send
sure bagini all these things anyways okay. I will write
okay
I'll send in WhatsApp today itself okay it is sampradana no I will write in the chat one minute I will write in Sanskritam. Now I am just writing in English. I will write in Sanskritam and send you. Sampradana karakam. Then we have apa dana karakam. Apadana karakam. Apadana. Apadana means the separation, where you apanayati, where it goes away. Like the one would be static, the other will move, other will have a movement. Like brikshat, the one which is static, from that. So we say apadan se, sampradan ke liye apadan se, from that we have this is ablative case. What it says, from. So Ramaha vasishtat vedam pathati. Vasishta, he learnt from Vasishta. I take the fruits from the back. We will be doing all these things detail, each vibhakti. I'm just explaining it now for the sake of explanation. So, I take it from the basket. Kandolat. Kandolaha basket. Kandolat pushpani swikaromi. I take fruits from the basket. I take pushpam from the basket. Pushpani swikaromi. Kandolat. Akashat toyam patati. Akashat, from the akasham, waterfalls from the akasham. Himalayat Ganga Prabhati. From Himalaya, Ganga flows from Himalaya. Utpitikayaha pustakam patati. Pustakam patati. So all this comes under the dative case. Dative illa, ablative case. Panchami vibhakti hi ablative. Apadana karakam. In Sanskritam, apadan se is Hindi. Then we have genitive case. The relative, the relations. Of the position that comes under the genitive case. So, of the boy, of Rama, Rama's patni, Ramasya patni, your name, Mama nama, Bhavataha nama, Sitayaha patihi. So the relation, Sitayaha pustakam. All these things come under genitive case. Here, what happens there? Sammandh ka ke ki. In Hindi we say sammandh ka, samram ka, sammandh ka ke ki. Sammandh ka ke ki. Then we have, in here also we have the sammandhakaraka. Sashti vipatti sammandhakaraka. Then Hindi also it is sammandhaka keki. In English it is genitive. Then we have the locative. Saptami vipatti hi adhikarana karaka. Locative case. Adhikarana me par. Hindi adhikarana me par. It is Ram asanme beta. He sits on the asanam. He sits on the asanam. Shiva sits on, lives in the Kailasa Parvata. In, on, all these things come under the locative case. Adhikarana karaka. Adhikaranam. Kathe upavishati. He sits on the mat. Kathe upavishati. He lives in the house. Grihe vasati. Simhaha guha. Cave is called guha. Guhayam vasati. Guhayam vasati. All these things are your saptami vibhakti. Locative case. Adhikarana karaka. Now, we are going with only the Prathama Vibhakti. Prathama Vibhakti is your subject. So, we saw all the, again, all these Karakas will have their own Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. So, now, let's go to the Prathama Vibhakti. Ekavachanam is Patati. And Prathama Purusha Ekavachanam is Patati. So that will go with the Prathama Purusha will go with the Prathama Vibhakti of anything. Liya, Prathama Purusha. Other than your Asmad and Yushmat, you and I, it will go for everything. So Ekavachanam is Ekavachanam. Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachanam. Of Tad, Saha, saha. Then becomes a bahuvachanam becomes te. Sa bahuvachanam is we saw taha. So taha patanti. Sa vidyalaye patati. Taha vidyalaye patanti. Then take Ramaha there. For this will be your homework. For all these sentences given in this page, I want you all to use Bhavan, Bhavati, Bahuvachanam, each and every sentence. Like we are doing, like example, we will be doing in now. So Eshaha, Esha, Bhavan, Bhavati, Ramaha, Sita, then Saha, Ta, Saha, Sa, all these things should be here, right? Use all this for each and every sentence. Use the Ekavachanam, then use the Bahuvachanam. Now, so Saha Vidyalaye Patati. The Bahuvachanam would be Te Vidyalaye Patanti. Now, take it to Eshaha. Eshaha, okay. You are seeing the order because I have opened the Abhyasa Pustakam. You all have an order, right? On the attendees list, you will have the order. So can you all unmute and automatically say two sentences each? The first would be, I think, who's there in the first list? Can somebody do that? 1 minute. Let me go to that list. It is Prema Bhagini. I will say the order. Prema Bhagini, Biji Bhagini, Seturamanji here. Seturamanji. Then Nagendra Mahoday, Sita Bhagini, Radha Bhagini. So Prema Ji, Biji Bhagini, Setu Raman Mahoday, Nagendra Mahoday, Sita Bhagini, Radha Bhagini. This is the order. Okay. So each of you say two sentences. Right? I will say what to say. Okay. Now, Bhagini, Prema Bhagini, Prema Mata, please unmute yourself.
Yes.
And Bhagini, use Eshaha here. Instead of Saha, use Eshaha.
Eshaha Vidyalaye Patati. Then Esha Vidyalaye Patanti.
Yete Vidyalaye Patanti.
Okay.
Exactly. Say for Bhavan also, Bhagini.
Bhavan Vidyalaye Patati. Bhavantaha Vidyalaye Patanti.
Tama. Dhanyavada, Bhagini. Next one is Viji Bhagini.
Yes, ma'am.
Use instead of Saha, use Sa.
Sa.
Same sentence. I want you to use everything. Sa.
Sa.
Bhagini, I'm not able to hear. Sa.
Sa.
Sa. Vidyalaye.
Sa.
After that.
Sa. Vidyalaye.
Very good. Next one. Bahuvachanam, Bhagini?
Taha, Taha, Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttamam, Bhagini. Use Eshaha.
Eshaha, Vidyalaye Patanti. Eke, Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttamam, Bhagini. Dhanyavadaha. Next one is? Who's the next one? Seturamanji. Okay. Seturamanji. Mahode, instead of Saha, please use Bhavati.
So in the same sentence, Bhagini?
Same Vidyalaya Patati.
Bhavataha Vidyalaya Patati.
Bhavati Vidyalaye Patati.
So you said Bhavataha, right?
No, Bhavati only.
Okay, so Bhavati is for a female usage?
Yeah, female you. Bhavati Vidyalaye Patati.
Okay, Bhavati Vidyalaye Patati.
Bhavati. बहुवचनम्
इट् भवत्याः विद्यालये पठति
नो इट् इस् नाट् दीर्घ भवत्यः विद्यालये पठति पठन्ति
पठन्ति
पठन्ति भवत्याः इट् इस् नाट् भवत्याः भवत्याः विल् बिकम् एकवचनम् आफ् जेनेटिव् केस् रैट् षष्ठी विभक्ति भवत्याः नाम किं रैट् इट् विल् बिकम्
एकवचनम् the first ekavachanam is bhavati vidyalaye pathati and it means to a feminine person we are saying you study in the school and again when we are addressing the same feminine group as a plural we say bhavatyah vidyalaye pathanti
very good exactly you all read in the school very good do with the next one also you only have to do mahila vidyalaye whatever you mahila is the word instead of saha
okay so mahila vidyalaye pathati and bahuvachanam would be mahilaah vidyalaye pathanti
very good uttama uttama mahode the next one is sita bagini who is the next one I'm sorry
it's nagendra mahodaya
nagendra mahode yes mahode instead of saha please take bhavan
vidyalaye pathati
very good
bhavantah vidyalaye pathanti
उत्तमं महोदय नौ टेक् द वर्ड् भगिनी फार् सः टेक् द वर्ड् भगिनी
भगिनी विद्यालये पठति भगिन्यः विद्यालये पठन्ति
उत्तमं भगिनी इस् सिस्टर् सिस्टर् इस् रीडिङ्ग् इन् द स्कूल् सिस्टर्स् आर् रीडिङ्ग् इन् द स्कूल् उत्तमं महोदय द नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्
भगिनी अण्ड् भवती बोत् आर् ईकारान्त स्त्रीशब्दः विच सिमिलर् टु नदी शब्दः रैट्
एक्साक्ट्लि महोदय एक्साक्ट्लि
अण्ड् भवान् इस् लैक् आत्मनिशब्दः और् भवान् वट् इस् मूलरूपं भवान्
यु आर् आस्किङ्ग् अबौट् द एण्डिङ्ग् महोदय बिकास् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् इफ् इट् इस् भवान् एण्डिङ्ग् इट् इस् नाट् अजन्त इट् इस् भवत् शब्दः
ओके
ओके तक् वाट् यु आस्क्
I am Sita Shekhar.
Okay, you have to tell? Okay, Bhagini.
Yeah.
Now, instead of Saha, take Esha.
Okay. Esha Vidyalaye Patati. Etaha Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttama. Then, take Jananinu. Take Sahodari.
Sahodari Vidyalaye Patati. Sahodaryaha Vidyalaye Patanti.
Uttama. Uttama. Anybody else here?
Yeah. Next.
Yeah. Who is there? 1 minute.
Radha.
Radha Bhagini, okay,
yes.
for you here, take Rama, instead of Saha, take Rama.
Rama Vidyalaye Patati.
Ramaha Vidyalaye Patanti, okay. Instead of Rama now take Balakaha
Balakaha Vidyalaye Patati Balakaha Vidyalaye Patanti
Uttama anybody else
no I'm the last
you are the last okay so hope you all got it now once you do another one or two sentences you will be very clear I want you all to use all the nouns and write minimum 10 sentences, 10 different sentences, like we're using saha, using sa, using eshaha, using esha, using bhavan, using bhavati, using balika, one akaranta, then one ikaranta, sahodari, one akaranta, or one or two akarantas, then you'll get 10 sentences. So make 10 different sentences out of each and everything and go to the Bahuvachana. It will be a good practice, right? The next sentence also we will do like this, then you can get it. Sa grihe vasati, and look into all these things. Vidyalayaha, it is akaranta, right? Akaranta. Ramaha, vidyalayaha, vittakoshaha. All these things are akaranta pullinga. Ending pullinga words. The saptami vibhakti will be, no, the locative case. He studies in the school. He studies in the school. So vidyalaye. The same way, as I said before also, the napumsakalingam, only in the first two cases, the napumsakalinga will have, like in the Pratama Vibhakti and the Dvitiya Vibhakti, you will have different, please all of you mute yourself. Only in the Pratama Vibhakti and the Dvitiya Vibhakti will differ for the napumsakalinga. All the other Vibhaktis will take the Pullinga Rupam only. So, what we saw, Mitram is the Pratama, Mitram Asti. Mitram asti, mitram patati, mitrani patanti. If you take the Bahuvachanam, it is mitrani patanti. That is the Bahuvachanam. Now, if you take the Shashti Vibhakti, mitrasya namakim, there you will not find any difference. So, you will really be confused whether this is Napumsakalingam or Pullingam, and you will come to know only with Abhyasam. As Krishna says to Arjuna in the Gita, Abhyasena Kaunteya. Everything happens only with Abhyasam, with practice. Only with practice. Now you all know, Mitram is Napumsakalingam. But if any words come and you are not able to, like your Shashti Vibhakti will be same for Pullinga and Napumsakalinga. See, you have Ramaha, Ramasya Namakim. Balakaha, Balakasya Namakim. You have Mitram, Mitrasya Namakim. The same way, you have Griham. You have Vidyalayaha, the Saptami Vibhakti is Vidyalaye. You have Griham, the Saptami Vibhakti is Grihe. Grihe, Griham, the Saptami Vibhakti is Grihe. You cannot say the difference. You cannot see the difference in the Vibhaktis. Only the Pratama and Dvitiya Vibhaktis will differ. All the others will be just like your Pullinga words. You just have to be very careful. Right? Griham is an Apumsakalinga word. Griham is an Apumsakalinga. So Griham Shashti Vibhakti is Grihe. Shashti Vibhakti is Grihasya. Grihasya Namakim. Mama Grihasya Nama Shirangamji Mandiram. Grihasya Nama Kim? Grihasya Nama Rama Bhavanam. Grihasya Nama Kim? We all have names for the houses, right? Ayodhya. Grihasya Nama Kim? Virupaksha. We have all these names, right? Okay. So, Griham, Grihe is your Saptami Vibhakti. Griham, Grihasya is your Shashti Vibhakti. The same way, Vidyalayaha, Vidyalayasya Nama. Vidyalaye, Balakaha, Pathati. Vidyalaye. Right. Now, we have Sa, Grihe, Vasati. She lives in the house. Sa grihe vasati. She lives in the house. Now, Prema Bhagini. Sa, instead of sa, take janani.
Please repeat, Bhagini.
Janani.
Janani gruhe vasati. Jananyah gruhe vasanti.
Tama. Then, instead of sa, take Kamala, not Kamala, Mahila.
Mahila Gruhe Vasati. Mahila Gruhe Vasati.
उत्तमं. काः गृहे वसन्ति भगिनी, प्रेमा भगिनी, काः गृहे वसन्ति? उत्तमं. का गृहे वसति? उत्तमं भगिनी. द नेक्स्ट् वन्, थेङ्क् यू. अग्रे हूस् द नेक्स्ट् वन्? विजि भगिनी या
हलो.
हा विजि भगिनी. ओके, इन्स्टेड् आफ् सा टेक् एषः.
एषः गृहे वसति.
उत्तमम्. एते गृहे वसन्ति. ओके, पितामही.
पितामही गृहे वसति. पितामह्याः गृहे वसन्ति.
हा, पितामही इस् देर्. जस्ट् वाट् यु डू इस् रिमूव् द ई, द ओन्ली इह् विल् बि देर्. Add one yaha. So what will happen? Pita mah yaha. Okay?
Ma'am, repeat please.
Pita mahi is ekavachanam. Remove the e. You will have only pata, pita mah. Add one yaha. Pita mah yaha. Okay?
Pita mah yaha. Gruhe vasanti.
Muttama. Kaha grihe vasanti? के बिकम्स् युर् पुल्लिङ्गम्? वाट् वास् युर् फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स्? के गृहे वसन्ति? फस्ट् यु से बहुवचनम् इस् बहुवचनं दे.
पितामहायः,
दट् इस् फार् पितामही भगिनी. पितामही इस् स्त्रीलिङ्गं. सो वि आर् काः गृहे वसन्ति? पितामह्यः गृहे वसन्ति. नौ मै क्वश्चन् इस् के गृहे वसन्ति?
पितामहः.
Okay, you are saying pitamahaha. Fine, you are using your own word. Pitamahaha, pullinga. Pitamahaha is a pullinga ekavachanam. So the bahuvachanam would be pitamahaha. Pitamahaha grihe vasanti, or ete grihe vasanti. Uttama bhagini. Sorry, I didn't get it correctly. Okay, the next one. Who's the next one? Who has to say next?
Maybe I can go, Bhagini.
Okay. Who is that? Setu Madhavan ji or Nagendra ji?
Nagendra.
Okay. For you it is Bhavan.
Bhavan Gruhe Vasati. Bhavantah Gruhe Vasanti.
Uttama. भवन्तः गृहे वसन्ति. केन् यु गो फार् विद्यार्थी? डिड् ऐ से फार् विद्यार्थी बहुवचनम्? बहुवचनम् इस् डिफ्रेण्ट्. ओके, ऐ विल् से नौ. विद्यार्थी इस् अ पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड्. विद्यार्थिनी इस् अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग वर्ड्. द सेम् वे योगी इस् पुल्लिङ्ग, योगिनी इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग, तपस्वी pullinga, tapasvini strilinga. So the pullinga, don't worry, you don't have to remember, but I will say vidyarthi. Since we saw vidyarthi, I will say the bahuvachanam for vidyarthi. The bahuvachanam for vidyarthi is vidyarthinaha. Yeah, vidyarthinaha, the bahuvachana pullinga. सः विद्यार्थी. सो विद्यार्थी गृहे वसति, विद्यार्थिनः गृहे वसन्ति. विद्यार्थिनः गृहे वसन्ति. जस्ट् मेक् इट् अ पायिण्ट्, यु डोण्ट् हाव् टु रिमेम्बर्. नौ ऐ विल् गिव् अनदर् अनदर् वर्ड् फार् नागेन्द्राजी. शिक्षिका.
शिक्षिका गृहे वसति, शिक्षिकाः गृहे वसन्ति.
उत्तम. नौ का गृहे वसन्ति महोदय?
विद्यार्थिनी गृहे वसन्ति.
The word we, I'm not able to hear clearly. I think everyone is unmuted or something.
Vidyardhini Gitarantaha.
That's what I said. Forget Vidyardhini for the time being. Just forget. So we saw only Bhavan and Bhavantaha, you said. The other one you said, Sikshika. Right? So I'm asking now, Havaha Grihe Vakrihe Vakrihe.
शिक्षिकाः गृहे वसन्ति.
शिक्षिकाः गृहे वसन्ति. कः कः वसति? कः कः
शिक्षिका वसति गृहे वसति?
कः विल् बि
शिक्षकः?
शिक्षकः और भवान्? द सेण्टेन्स् विच् वी यूस्ड्, भवान् गृहे वसति. Yogi will be a different conjugation, like Bhavan, they are not akaranta, they are nakaranta. So that's why we have for Vidyarthi, we saw a pullingam, Vidyarthini is strilingam, we saw an abhyasa pustakam. But the bahuvachanam for Vidyarthi is, pullinga Vidyarthi is Vidyarthinaha, right?
Okay.
And the strilingam is no worry, it is the same nadi, Vidyarthinyaha. Okay, ma'am.
Yogi is a strilingam. What is the strilingam for yogi?
Yogini is strilingam. Yogi is pullingam. Yogi. Saha yogi asti. Yogi is pullingam. Yogi, bahuvachanam is yoginaha. Like vidyarthi. Tapasvi is pullingam. Bahuvachanam is tapasvinaha. All these things will have strilingam in with na. So vidyarthini nadi, vidyarthinyaha, yogini yoginyaha, then you have tapasvini tapasvinyaha, they are all strilingam. Medavi pullingam, medavinyaha. Medavinyaha, they will be, that will be, sorry, Medavi is pullingam, Medavinaha is bahuvachanam, strilingam is Medavini, bahuvachanam is Medavinyaha. Don't worry, these are all halanta, just because we saw Vidyarthi, I had to say, but it is really confusing at this stage, just forget it. But that is how, yogi is a strilinga word, it's a pullinga word. Vidyarthi is a pullinga word.
Are they like Atman Shabda?
No, they are a different set of shabdas, like Karin Shabda. If you go to the Shabda Manjari, you have words like Karin, Karin. Kari, elephant, Karin, Kari, Kari now. They are Karin Shabda, in ending. Atman is in ending, an. Atman is an. Here it is in. So they go a different way. Karin Shabda, okay, ji?
Okay.
Okay.
Bhagini, you said for Medavi, it is Medavyaha, like Nadi Shabda, no?
Medavini is strilingam, Bhagini. सो द बहुवचनं विल बी नन्दी शब्दं मेधाव्यम्यः
मेधाव्यम् ओके
इट् इस् if it is
no,
if it
is
our megavi our megavi
it is pullinga
megavi only but in sanskritam aval avi is a megavi will be sa medavini
okay
it is not megavi so avan or yoga purushan we say yogi
okay
pullinga it will be yogini For stealing is no complication, pa. They will all they take Nadi Shabda.
Audio is very poor.
I don't know why. Let me go.
Okay.
One minute. I think somebody is unmuted. Oh, ma. Everybody is unmuted. Now you ask me, Vijay Bhagini. Okay. So who is the next person who has to say?
Hetu Raman.
Yeah. Okay. Mata Mahi.
So, in Grihe Vasati, same? In Bhagini, in Grihe Vasati, the second? मातामहि गृहे वसति मातामह्यः गृहे वसन्ति
वेरि गुड् मातामह्यः गृहे वसन्ति का गृहे वसति
हियर् इस् वन् कन्फ्यूशन् ऐ हेव् आफ्टर् दि आन्सर् टु यू you are asking in a inquiring way actually ka sah so the ka is for a feminine and ka is for a bahuvachanam feminine
exactly ji
okay fine so mata mahi
vasati
so it is ka it means it is the answer is mata mahi grihe vasati
exactly
Okay. And if you are asking Kaah, if you have to answer it, it is Mata Mahyah Grihe Vasanti.
Exactly, Ji.
Mata Mahyah.
One more question. Has it been say Pita Mahah or a Pulingam? Your question would have been in this order, would you ask Kaah or how would you ask it?
I would have asked Kaah. And if it is Bahuvachanam,
So, ka, ke. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay, right. Another sentence for you. Another word for you. You. Esha.
Grihe Vasati. Esam. Grihe Vasanti.
एताः गृहे वसन्ति
एताः गृहे वसन्ति
एताः गृहे वसन्ति
बै दिस् एषः वि मीन् और्
एषः
एताः और् एता
एषा
So, it is for the, these boys stay in the house.
Exactly.
Okay. So, eshah grihe vasati, ete grihe vasanti.
Ete grihe vasati. Kaha grihe vasati?
Eshah grihe vasati.
Kim grihe vasanti?
Ete grihe vasanti.
Ete grihe vasanti. One minute, Sita Bhagini. I will try the other one. You are not able to hear. I'll just 1 minute. I'll find the one. Just a minute.
Agni?
Ore nimisham. I'm just connecting to my idu. Ore nimisham. Just a minute.
Okay, okay.
Can I tell you not to buy any stuff that will break? Somebody say no, no, no. Only bottles in the jar.
Are you able to hear me clearly now?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Now you don't have any disturbance?
No. Better now.
So, better now. Okay. Super. Now you only have to answer.
Tapasvi ashrame vasati. Tapasvinyaha ashrame vasanti.
Super. But for tapas, it will not be for tapasvinyaha. The ekavachanam will be tapasvini. We saw words like Vidyarthini, no?
Can't hear.
We saw Vidyarthini, right? Word,
yes,
you remember?
We saw?
We saw Vidyarthini word, right?
Huh?
So, here the Ekavachanam for Tapasvinyaha will be Tapasvinyaha will be Tapasvini, not Tapasvi. You are able to get it?
No. Tapasvi is
Pullinga.
Singular.
Singular Pullinga.
Oh, okay. Pullinga, is it?
Ama.
Okay.
So Tapasviyaha.
Tapasviyaha.
No. The Bahuvachanam for Tapasvi Shabdam will be Pullinga Tapasvi will be Tapasvinaha.
Vinaha. Tapasvinaha.
Medavinaha.
Like Medavi.
Ama. Medavi is Pullingam. Medavinaha is Bahuvachanam Pullingam.
Okay.
The Srilingam, yes, you said, is Tapasvini Tapasvinyaha. Right?
Okay.
Thank you. Right. So now you only have to say, so we will go to the sentence. You take Matulaha. Sa, instead of Sa, take Matulaha.
Sa?
Instead of Sa, take Matulaha.
You can't hear, Bhagini.
Sa to Badal. Instead of Sa, take Matulaha. Okay, nobody is able to hear?
I am not able to hear.
I can hear, Bhagini.
Okay, instead of Sa, can you say to her? Okay, I'll type. Instead of Sa, take Matulaha.
Bhagini, are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you perfectly. I don't know about Sita Bhagini.
Sita Bhagini, are you able to hear me?
1 minute. I will type to Adha, probably some. Matulaha. Bhagini, I've typed. Matulaha. Take Sa. Instead of Sa, take Matulaha.
Okay. Matulaha. Grihe Vasati.
मातुलाः गृहे वसन्ति.
उत्तमं. नेक्स्ट् सेण्टेन्स् भवति.
नेक्स्ट् वन् इस् भवति.
भवति. ओके. भवति भवती प्रतिदिनं नृत्यति. भवत्यः प्रतिदिनं नृत्यन्ति.
ओके. नौ ऐ विल् आस्क् यू, काः प्रतिदिनं नृत्यन्ति? काः प्रतिदिनं नृत्यन्ति?
भवती प्रतिदिनं नृत्यति.
काः? काः?
भवत्यः प्रतिदिनं नृत्यन्ति.
के गृहे वसन्ति? के?
के भवन्तः भवन्तः क्रीडाङ्गणे क्रीडन्ति.
ओके. भवन्तः. उत्तमं. धन्यवादः भगिनि. राधा भगिनि.
यस् भगिनि.
ओके. टेक् फार् इन्स्टेड् आफ् सा टेक् अनुजः.
अनुजः गृहे वसति. अनुजाः गृहे वसन्ति.
अनुजाः गृहे वसन्ति. इन्स्टेड् आफ् दट् यु टेक् युवकः. युवकः.
युवकः गृहे वसति. युवकाः गृहे वसन्ति.
कः गृहे वसति भगिनि?
युवकः गृहे वसति.
युवकः गृहे वसति. के गृहे वसन्ति?
युवकाः गृहे वसन्ति.
ओके. सो दट्स् इट् फार् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स्. ऐ वुड् लैक् यु आल् टु मेक् मल्टिपल् सेण्टेन्सस्, मिनिमम् 10 सेण्टेन्सस् यूसिङ्ग् द एकवचनम् अण्ड् पुल्लिङ्ग एकवचनं, पुल्लिङ्ग बहुवचनं, पुल्लिङ्ग स्त्रीलिङ्ग एकवचनं अण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्ग. द सेम् वे हियर्, एषः कार्यालये तिष्ठति. तिष्ठति मीन्स् he stays. Tishtati is usually for standing. It is also for tishtati is also for asti instead of asti, like he is there. He is there. For that also we use tishtati.
Bhagini, sorry for interrupting here. Tishtati, no. Is it for standing or is it for proceeding towards or going like
okay. tishtati his chance in the karyale, but the apt word would be, apt meaning would be, he is there. He is there in the for proceeding towards karyalayam. He proceeds towards karyalayam. It will be pratishtate. It's a different thing. We will talk later. But for if it is going to be, he proceeds to the office of karyalaya pratishtate. He leaves for the office. He goes to the office.
I'm getting too much echo.
1 minute. I think I have to mute all. Just a minute. Okay. So the words like tishtati, you can the meaning would be he is there. He is there. I mean the meaning would be he stands there. But the meaning can be altered, like for he is there. Karyalaya tishtati, we can say he stands in the karyalaya, which is not that good. So we can say he is in the karyalaya. Karyalaya asti. Instead of asti, tishtati is used. Sometimes tishtati is used for meter wise also. Tishtati is used to say he is there. Is there. For is. That is, you know, bhavati, asti, tishtati, all these things can be used as synonyms. Okay, so he is there is also, but you asked me, he is starting for the office. He is starting for the office will be pratishtate. it should become a different form. Pratishtate. Pratishtate is he starting for the office, so don't worry about all those things now. I will tell you, it becomes Atmanepadam. I talked about the Atmanepadam and Parasmaipadam. Like you have in verbs, just like we have Akaranta Pullinga, Akaranta Strilinga, and different type of nouns. The same way, we have three types of Kriyapadam, three types of verbs. One is called the Parasmai Padam, the other is called the Atmane Padam, the third one is called the Ubaya Padam. So, long before, now the Parampara Nashta, Sa Parampara Nashta, Ka Parampara Atmane Padam means, Atmane Padam means the Kriyapadam where we do for ourselves. Atman, Atma is us. Ourselves. So, for Atmanaha Karyam Kurmaha, we say Atmanepadam. For Parasmai is the Chaturthi Vibhakti. For others. When we do for others, it is Parasmaipadam. This Shaili was there. This method was being followed in the olden days. But that Parampara is not there now. Like you have a Kriyapadam, where in that Kriyapadam, if that verb, you are doing that action for yourself, we use only Atmanepada words. If you do for others, we use the Parasmaipada words. And what is the difference between them? The Parasmaipadam will end with T, like Patati, Hasati, Likhati. Atmanepadam will end with Te, Ramate, Sevate, Labate, Vartate. This will be your Atmanepadam. Right? So that parampara is not there. That's why I don't want to go with that. Go with the Ubaya Padam. Still, the Ubaya Padam has the same thing. Like you say karoti. Aham karyam karumi. If I say karoti, the balakaha karyam karoti. Then he is doing the work for others. Balakaha karyam kurute. He is doing for himself. For Ubaya Padam. There are some words which take both the Parasmai and Atmanepadam. That is, it will end with T also, it will end with Te also. The present tense will end with T also, present tense will end with Te also. So they are called the Ubayapadas. So these type of words is there. So Pratishtate is an Atmanepada word. Because it is a rule. The Panini, as I say, Ashtadhyayi is the rule book. It has 8 Adhyayas. And four, each Adhyaya carries 4 Padas, and on the whole 4000 Sutras are divided into all this 8 Adhyaya and 4 Padas. You have 4000 Sutras, nearly 3900 and odd. So you have a rule. If you add Pra to the Tishta, it becomes Atmanepadam. Each and every rule, everything is Panini has made into a rule, a beautiful rule. So we have to say only Pratishtate for starting. Pratishtate. You should not say Pratishtati. You should say Pratishtate for starting. So here it is only Tishtati is, he is there in the office. Saha Karyalaye Tishtati. Saha Karyalaye Tishtati. Okay. So you can use Eshaha Karyalaye Tishtati. Saha Karyalaya Tishtati, then go with the Bahuvachanam too. Saha Karyalaya Tishtati. Why? Tishtati here is Asti. And the Bahuvachanam for Asti is, all these things you will not have problem. For Asti, the Bahuvachanam is Santi. You have to remember that. Asti, the Bahuvachanam would be Santi. Balakaha Asti. Balakaha Santi, Balakaha Asti, Balakaha Santi, Balika Asti, Balikaha Santi, Mahila Asti, Mahilaha Santi. So you can finish this. The Saptami Karyalaye Latayam, just don't worry about that. We will do the Saptami next class. I will send you the PPT, I'll send you the writings. And then we will do the Sashti Vibhakti and Bahuvachanam of all this. Then you have the Visesha words. Like you have Karoti, the Bahuvachanam would be Kurvanti. So you finish all these things. We will do the Bahuvachanam Lotlakara and Saptami Vibhakti next week. Okay? Hope I am audible enough, right? And you are able to hear me at least clearly now.
Yes,
next Bhagini. Week also. Bhagini. Okay, wonderful, Bhagini. So we will finish the class and I'll stop the recording. If you have any doubts, please do ask. So your homework would be use these sentences, the page number 21, make at least 10 sentences out of each using sa, saha, eshaha, bhavan is a must. After that you can use Ramaha and one akaranta, one akaranta and one ikaranta. Use that and make your 10 sentences with each sentence like sa grahe vasati, like we did for saha vidyalaya patati. Use the sentence. You can ask question. You write the bala saha vidyalaya patati, then immediately you can write kaha vidyalaya patati, saha vidyalaya patati, like that. You can practice these sentences, right? I'll finish the class now. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah, सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।